brought to you by Penguin.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Penguin Random House Audio presents Star Wars, The Eye of Darkness, The High Republic, by George Mann. Read for you by Mark Thompson. It is a time of great turmoil. A year has passed since the destruction of the Starlight Beacon Station by the nefarious Markion Roe and his Nile Marauders. The Nile have established an occlusion zone in the Outer Rim, stranding hundreds of worlds behind their storm wall. Communications are blocked, and ships that enter are lost to the void or destroyed by the Nile. The Republic is helpless against this sinister threat, and the brave and wise Jedi Knights remain fearful of Roe's fabled nameless creatures, which the Jedi have learned are very real and very deadly. Prologue. Hetzal. Inside the occlusion zone. Like all living things, Jedi Grandmaster Pra Tree Veeter had known fear. It was, after all, a natural biological impulse, a reaction to external stimuli that governed the behavior of beings and animals across the entire galaxy. Fear was what kept people safe, a warning system that alerted you when you were in danger, an impulse that urged you to flee, to seek safe ground away from the predators that would do you harm. But fear was also a tool, a weapon, wielded by the misguided, an instrument of control. Fear could be applied, sometimes with delicacy and precision, sometimes with the might of a hammer striking stone. Fear could topple even the strongest of individuals and drive entire populations to misery and subservience. Fear could bring down stars. It was, though, the weapon of cowards. Fear could be overcome. It could be defeated. It could be turned into strength. As a Padawan, as a Jedi Knight, Veeter had learned to control his emotions, to contain them, understand them, and use them. It was not that he had stopped feeling or recognizing fear, more that he understood it for what it was and had learned to compartmentalize it. To him, as to most Jedi, fear was simply information. That warning system flaring, allowing him to acknowledge danger and then act accordingly. As a Jedi Council Grand Master, no longer did he allow his thoughts to become clouded by fear. Each and every decision he made was rational, considered. In this way, Veeter, like so many Jedi before him, had learned to face danger head-on, to put himself in harm's way to protect others, and to do it calmly, logically, and with acceptance, which made his current predicament even more troubling. It wasn't that he was troubled by the absolute tar-black darkness, nor the walls and cold metal bars of his cell.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?